these woods would become my graveyard. As difficult as it was to reach Spectre, I was fated to get there eventually. After all, no man can avoid reaching the end of his life. And then I realized this wasn't the end of my life.
This isn't how I die.
Frank, what happened to your shoes?
They kind of got ahead of me.
I don't know if you've seen it, but Josephine had some photos in the most recent Newsweek.
Really? That's just wonderful. I spent a week in Morocco for this story. It was incredible.
Oh. We'll have to pick up a copy. Hmm.
人人听力王.
I don't know if you're aware of this, Josephine, but African parrots in their native home of the Congo, they speak only French.
Really?
You're lucky to get four words out of them in English. But if you were to walk through the jungle, you'd hear them speaking the most elaborate French. Those parrots talk about everything, politics, movies, fashion, everything but religion.
Why not religion, Dad?
It's rude to talk about religion. You never know who you're going to offend.
Josephine actually went to the Congo last year.
Oh, so you know.
Hello.
Hi. How are you feeling?
Oh, I was dreaming.
What were you dreaming about?
Well, I don't usually remember. Well, especially for tennis. Do you know what that word means? It means when you dream about something that's going to happen. Like...
人人听力王.
One night... I had a dream where this crow came and said, your aunt is going to die. I was so scared, I woke up my parents, but they said it was just a dream and to get back to bed. But the next morning, my Aunt Stacy was dead.
That's terrible.
Terrible for her, but think about me, young boy with that kind of power. It wasn't 3 weeks later when the crow came back to me in a dream and said, your dad is going to die. I didn't know what to do. I finally told my father, but he said, oh, not to worry, but I could see he was rattled. The next morning, he wasn't himself. He kept looking around, waiting for something to drop on his head. Because the crow didn't say how it was going to happen. Just those words. Your dad is going to die. Well, he left home early and was gone a long time. When he finally came back, he looked terrible. Like he was waiting for the axe to fall all day. He said to my mother, I've just had the worst day of my life. You think you've had a bad day, she said. This morning, the milkman dropped dead on the porch.